Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
Hey there, Earth listening audience. What's his name is out critiquing mask etiquette for the afternoon and asked me to take over. So I'm just trying to make sense of the control panel here. There's a bunch of debris on top of it. Let's see. Here's a thick binder with Matt Young voice acting suggestions written on the cover. Boy, this is really heavy. Okay, and this notebook says favorite Adele quotes. Huh, it's empty. Okay, well, we've got a computer printout that says Secret Arnie Rescue Plan. This looks so old that they can't be using this anymore, right? I'll just bring this to my rehearsal space to take character notes. Audience, I really don't know what's happening story-wise with the podcast. That is, of course, not real, blah, blah, blah. But according to my old boss, nobody really knows what's going on. So let's just get into it. Like my old improv instructors used to say, jump and knit your parachute on the way down. Oh God, then I dragged an actual parachute on stage and nope, not ready to process that trauma. Putting it over here for the moment. Okay, intercepting transmission now.
Hello from Castle Skullmaster, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. About five some years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast chronicling our quest to defeat the Dark Lord. A lot of other shit has happened, but most recently, I stumbled upon Castle Skullmaster, this big, creepy fortress that I'm apparently now house-sitting for a missing maniacal villain. And I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy. He is not a maniacal villain, or is he? Chunt the Talking Badger.
I got my badger body back. Look at this badger tail. Look at these two buttholes. Got my little badger feet, little badger hands. Everything about me, badger, badger.
Woo. Did you not? Yep, didn't have to wave all those things right at the rune.
I am feeling good. And Arnie, well, I've been juicing so much fruit juice.
Oh, not drugs? Not performance-enhancing
drugs,
to be clear.
Oh, no, not drugs, not drugs. No, just juicing. I found some
grapes. Your performance will not be enhanced in any way?
No, Listrong. Nope. So I've just been, I found some grapes, and I jerked those off, got some juice. Found a banana, jerked that off,
got some
juice.
You got those off?
Huh?
What's this?
I've been juicing.
Okay.
Juice. I'm not drinking the juice, but I jerk off all the fruit I see.
That's what I thought. I felt like I caught that in the middle of that, and then I felt weird about it.
Arnie, I was about to say, can that be a t-shirt? But I recognize that doesn't make a great t-shirt. Could it be like a magnet or something? I jerk off all the fruit I see? Just like like something at home where other people can see it if they want to, but you're not thrusting it in anybody's face?
Can that be a shirt?
Didn't you say there were some famous Earth people who jerked off fruit? Cezanne? Did you say Paul Cezanne?
I'm trying to track the things I said, apparently.
Maybe I'm misremembering. But anyway, regardless, I am so excited to be back in a badgy body.
Yeah, it's good to have my good badgy buddy back. I'm glad that you don't have that crazy decomposing muscle man body anymore.
I know, it's so weird to walk around and hear my liquefied organs sloshing around. It's just a sound. It's a sound that I'll never forget, if that makes sense.
I know. Tell me about it. I know exactly how you feel.
Well, you got that sword through you. How is that doing? Is there any scabbing? Is there any, does it ever jostle or move?
You know, I always feel it. It's kind of just always there. I get used to it a little bit. You know, when I was using it to cut through the almost invisible magical walls of the fragmenting, I did feel like it was slightly chipping away at the obsidian. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing.
Wow. Is it itchy at all?
No.
And I have to imagine you're a side sleeper now?
Oh, yeah. Got to sleep on my side, unfortunately. Yeah,
you ever roll over and have a little adventure?
Have a little adventure.
You know, if you're sleeping on your side and you roll over in bed, would you get lifted off the bed a few inches and then slam down?
Ever since you started talking about jerking off fruit, like, everything you say sounds dirty. It's like, hey, in the middle of the night, you have a little adventure. You know what I mean?
Come banana. That's a little song I sing. Come, Mr. Banana, come right now.
Ah, you got the best pillow talk
jerk
in the business.
Jerk off fruit and I want them to come. Come, me say come. Is that fun? Just a little song I invented.
Hey, you know what? Let's force someone else to deal with this. I'm also joined by my other co-host, Usidore the Wizard.
I am Usidore, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiangyalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges, and I am known in the Northeast as Gasmanius Maystar, and there may be other secret names. Oh, names that if e'er they were uttered aloud, most assuredly they would tally every banana in all of Foon.
Sorry, my friend, I'm not tallying those bananas. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, jerk, jerk.
Don't do that in front of us.
What else have you been doing this week, Arnie? You have been in charge of Castle Skullmaster. Surely you've found some great secrets, some powerful artifacts that can help us defeat the Dark Lord or Skullmaster himself. What have you been up to?
As anyone who's been house-sitting does, I spend a good amount of time snooping. So, like, I go into a room and I find, like, a giant wardrobe or chest, and I open it up, and I've got to say, almost every time I find, like, organs, like body parts. It's real weird.
Do you know what my favorite part about opening a chest is?
What's that?
That song.
Arnie, I gotta tell you, I don't know how it is on Earth, but if you rip open someone's chest, you're gonna find organs.
But I'm not finding the ones you would expect, you know. I'm finding, like, a spleen, I think, and, like, a kidney, I assume. A lot of fingers, a couple toes.
Any heads? Heads, fingers, and toes? Or just fingers and toes?
Well, knees? I did find a head. I did find some shoulders, some knees, and some toes. What else? Head, shoulders, knees, and toes. Knees and toes. Also, in the bathroom, I found eyes, ears, a mouth, and a nose. And did I mention that I found some head, shoulders, knees, and toes?
Shoulders, knees, and toes. Knees and toes. Knees and toes.
Yeah.
This is very strange. The strangest part is most of these things aren't technically organs.
Arnie, you may have to put this person back together.
Oh, yes. Did you try reassembling them and bringing them back to life using your necromantic powers?
First of all, I don't have necromantic powers.
What?
And I'm not going to... Honestly, this is what happens. Every time I open it and I see body parts and I go, ew, g-g-g-g-g-g-g, and I shut it and I run away and I take a nap.
Arnie, is that you?
What was that? Also, I've been hearing this sound all week. I think there's a ghost in this castle.
Arnie, it's me!
Oh, there's a ghost. There's a ghost, and it knows my name.
It sounded like a kid touching a hot stove.
Arnie, look down. It's me, Momo.
Oh, Momo, are you a ghost?
No. Momo's just very pale all the time and looks very sick.
Oh, Momo, are you doing okay?
I'm great, Arnie. You know, I thought I heard you. This is crazy. What are you doing here?
You know, I was just wandering around and I happened to stumble across Castle Skullmaster, and the person who was house sitting, Activia Barleyfoot, put me in charge while she was carried off by birds, you know, as you do, and now I'm house sitting. What are you doing here?
My new boyfriend lives here.
Your new boyfriend?
Yeah.
Dish.
Yeah, well, he is a tall drink of water.
Uh-huh.
Full stop.
Oh, is that literal?
Yeah, it's literal. And when we kiss, I can hear his organs splashing about, and it's a sound I'll never forget.
That's so funny you're dating a tall drink of water, because Activia, who was carried off by birds, by her heart, long story, she was dating Woody, who's a 2x4 with eyeballs nailed it. He's a vision board. Arnie, is Woody still there?
Yeah, there's still some eyeballs nailed to a board on the wall.
The eyeballs have been crying ever since she left, though.
Aww. Or dripping. It's hard to tell.
Thank
Wait,
you.
Wait, I didn't realize Chinusador here. Forgot your names for a second. My God, it's been that long.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm talking to them via rune. You know, just trying to have some, you got to have some FaceTime with people. You know, you can't spend too much time in Castle Skullmaster without having any kind of human contact.
Well, it's not FaceTime. It's rune.
And to be fair, you're the only human here. So to say human contact is a little degrading.
Yeah.
Shunt is clearly a shapeshifter who prefers to be a badger. Mm-hmm. Momo is clearly a mouse with human strength. And I am clearly an angelic being brought down to Foon to save it from evil.
An angelic being?
I shall fight and fight. Yes. Oh, yes.
Little bean with angel wings?
Wait. Was I an angelic being? Maybe I was.
Oh, shit. Isidore, were you traded for a cow?
I think I was traded for a cow. And then I grew into a mighty beanstalk, and then I slayed the giant of evil.
Isidore, I've said it once, I'll say it 1,000 times. You need to write a book. I would read the heck out of that book, Isidore.
I will start writing this book right now. Quill.
Your first word is quill? Oh, no, you're writing.
Well, the quill's just writing by itself. It's sort of a magic quill, but it's just kind of drawing squiggly lines with no discernible letters.
Speaking of magic, Arnie, have you gone into any of the wardrobes or chests in this castle yet?
I've got not all of them, because it seems like there are hundreds and hundreds of rooms here, but I have gone in a couple, and I've mostly just found body parts and organs.
Oh, man, you got the raw end of that deal. Momo had a crazy experience.
Momo, what's that little crown on your head?
I'm so glad you asked. I've kept it on for retention. Momo went through a wardrobe, and at first it was just these big furs, and I was just walking through, and then there was snow, okay? And then there was a lamppost, right? And then there was a fawn. And then I was a queen for 80 years. But I was a very cruel queen, so they were very happy when I left. And then I came back here, and only 5 minutes had passed.
Oh, wow. I was going to say, you look much older.
Yeah, you look real bad.
Well, I was a queen for 80 years. It, like, takes it out of you. That's exhausting. My God, I had a lot on my plate.
What an incredible story. But is it as incredible as the novel that my quill just finished writing? The Corrections by Jonathan Franzen. Let me flip through this quickly. No, your story is better.
He threw it into the fire.
I'll start another novel now.
I hope it's better than that one. I'd love to read it.
Me too.
It's so weird that the quill would start with corrections. Usually that would be during a second pass, but I'm no author. So, Momo, mm-hmm. Did you leave on your own accord, or did the people overthrow you? What happened with this kingdom?
Oh, I was run out.
Oh.
They wanted to see spring and summer again. And when I was there, it was winter the whole time.
Well, it doesn't seem like your fault. You said when you arrived, it was snow on the ground, so that hardly seems like...
Oh, yeah, I did say that. Well, I kept the winter going.
Well, introduce us to your boyfriend.
Oh, okay, I'll go get him, but I'll have to move real slow. All right, watch this. Okay, I'll be right back.
Okay. Oh, it's so nice to see Momo, but yeah, she looks real bad. What did we... Last time we had her on, didn't we say that there were some changes to her?
Oh, boy. Yeah. She lost her mouse ears.
That's right.
I have Farrah Fawcett hair now.
Oh, Farrah Fawcett hair.
Farrah Fawcett hair. Okay, maybe that's why the water's attracted to her, the faucet hair. What else?
She carried a little needle that was that's her what it sword. Was. Yeah.
And now all her hair's turned white, all her fur, I guess.
All right, here he is. I splashed some of him on the floor, but here he is. Ta-da!
Oh.
Arnie, no, 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 no. Arnie, no, 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 no.
What?
Oh, you just drank her boyfriend.
Wait, this is your boyfriend?
Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Arnie, what if I went up to your boyfriend, tipped him over, and drank his insides? Arnie? Oh.
I'm...
Let's all be calm here. We can fix this.
Fuck.
We can fix this.
Arnie, I'm sorry. Arnie, I love you. You're my best friend. It is only fair to let Momo drink your boyfriend.
Look, I don't have a boyfriend, and thank you, everyone.
If you did, I would tip him over and pour him out. How dare you? You know what? I'm going to go fill this glass up with water. Maybe it was the cup and not the water that I lost.
That's right. Is your boyfriend the cup or the water?
Arnie, well, we'll see.
Don't pick up the cup. Oh,
Arnie!
Oh my gosh, Arnie.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to help.
Arnie, I'm sorry, buddy. I love you. You're my best friend. It's only fair to let Momo smash your boyfriend.
Great. I'm going to have to go get a boyfriend just so Momo can drink him and smash him.
Just look around for a little teapot short and stout, and then let Momo tip him over and pour him out.
Wait, is that a good t-shirt? Drink and smash my boyfriend?
Chunt, you are not who you once were.
You miss it, but I was a badger head on top. Well, I've been a lot of things. I've been a sandcastle. I've been a CP Horpy. I've been a head on a stick. It doesn't matter. But
you guys have changed, all
no,
of you.
No, Momo, I'm on your side.
Not me. I'm not dynamic at all. I'm almost exactly the same character as I was years ago.
Well, he has a sword through him, but that's hardly a personality
change. I do have a sword
change.
Through him.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
True.
He did. Glass on the floor and water in your body.
Wait, how about this? I'll take a bowl, and before too long, I'll piss your boyfriend out into this bowl, and you can have a piss bowl boyfriend, and he'll be, look, people change, but he'll be essentially the same.
I hate to say it, but fuck, that's a great solution.
You're a really good friend. I like that you're trying to fix this.
I'm trying. I am so, first of all, I'm so sorry. I don't want to minimize what I've done, and I'm very sorry. If I can, I'd like to try to make it better.
Okay, I'll sit here and wait for you to pee out my new boyfriend.
Okay.
Well, perhaps you can even, instead of putting him into a bowl, find a glass in the pantry. There must be other glasses similar to the one that held your boyfriend originally. Surely it wasn't just one of those.
Have you ever been in love, Usador?
Yes.
If you have been, then you know that not every glass is the same. I liked my glass. I liked my water. I liked my tall drink of water. I want my water back.
You're right.
There's famously no kitchen in this castle, but I will look around in the various cupboards around the house to see if there's any goblets or glasses to use. What do you find, how do I phrase this? What do you look for in a glass?
Well, Momo, as you know, is normally attracted to food. Bananas,
Mayor
corn
China,
on the cob. Turkey sandwiches that someone else made for you.
I've missed some of these.
What else? You guys have met some of my other relationship, like people I've been in love with. Who else? Remember? Who else has been?
There was that tangerine covered in honey.
Mm-hmm.
What else? There was a meatball sub.
Mm-hmm.
There was a
tandoori
paella.
Chicken.
Yeah, tandoori chicken paella. That guy, what was his name? Polly Paella? What else?
Another novel's done. Dune by Frank Herbert. Let me read through this very quickly.
Pretty good?
Your quill misspelled done?
I guess so.
That's embarrassing.
I'll be honest. It's just okay, but it seems like you could rip it off and make some other good stuff out of it.
All right, try again.
All right, go, quill.
Sorry, Momo, what are you looking for in the glass?
Well, I'd like them to be clear. Because I don't like any surprises or secrets. I like when someone, like, what you see is what you get. You know who you're with.
Transparent.
I like them to be a little taller than me.
Okay.
You know.
It's helpful that you're a mouse. Most things are at least a little taller than you.
Yeah, that's true. It's nice. There's not a lot of glass. Like, I tried dating a shot glass, and it was, like, less about, I liked him, but, like, he was pretty insecure about being a little bit shorter than me. You know,
Momo, I forgot to mention, and this doesn't make things better at all, but At some point, Arnie was a mug.
I was a tiki mug for a while.
So he should know above anyone else what it's like to be dropped and smashed.
Did you meet any, like, fun glasses that you think I would get along with while you were a tiki mug?
You know, I gotta say, when I was a tiki mug, I didn't have a lot of friends that were other glasses or cups or mugs. Mostly what I remembered is I was really invested in being drank. I wanted people to drink me. It felt like my purpose.
At the end of the day, we just want someone to drink us.
Exactly. Yeah.
I get it.
I'm going to look for some glasses. I'll be right back.
And you know what? We're going to find you a great glass, Momo. But you're not shallow. We know you're not about the out. You're about what's inside, the piss that is eventually going to go into that glass.
Yeah, that's true. It's just been, like, a really hard day because, like, I was a queen for 80 years and the stress that comes with that. And then, like...
Seems like you were probably, like, maybe kind of like an evil queen, too, which has got to be stressful.
Well, that's what they said. But I would say I was passionate. I was passionate about not letting people live.
Okay.
And not taking me off the throne.
Why were you so invested in the winter?
You know, Momo discovered that she is a winter. Like, I look really good in the colors associated with winter. And I was like, I don't feel great in shorts. So, like, but I look great in, like, a peacoat.
Sure.
I look fab in a peacoat. So I was like, well, why not just, like, play up to my strengths?
And if a few people have to die because of that, then a few people have to die.
Yeah, but it was like in this other magical world, you know? You get it.
Oh, I get it. I mean, I went from my world to a different magical world. Like, this is my magical world.
Arnie, I've said it once, I'll say it a million times. You need to write a book.
Okay, Momo, I found something. It's not a glass, but it's a vase. I call it Vincent Vase, and... he had a bit of an entourage, but I left them upstairs. Here you go.
Oh, he seems like sort of a douche.
But those eyes. I assume.
Overrated. Next.
All right, I'll be right back.
Usador, where are you? What's going on with you?
Oh, I'm here at this haunted hot springs, where I've been ever since the shattering occurred. I've been trying to figure out some way to overcome these crystalline prisons that have separated us all from one another. And only I, so far, of the three of us, have been stuck in the same place the whole time.
That reminds me, wasn't Chunt someplace else? What the fuck happened? Chunt, I didn't even notice Chunt's here.
Yeah.
Here, I found a boot. Here you go. Wait, what were you guys talking about me?
Chunt.
Yeah?
At some point, you showed up. Huh. I mean, I guess when I was looking out of one of the windows of Castle Skullmaster, I did notice there was a beach right next to it, so... Maybe you were closer than I thought.
The good news is people don't really care about continuity. So that's on your side. And that's the good news. And Momo's staying positive despite the day she's had.
Oh, yeah. Your day has been like 80 years.
Hey, Arnie, maybe you need to drink a little more water so you can, you know...
It's not that. I mean, it's not the amount of... First of all, I don't want to accidentally dilute Momo's boyfriend. You know what I mean? Like, right now, I've got... exactly Momo's boyfriend amount of water.
You don't drink
system.
Enough water, Arnie. That's the only water you've had today.
I know. I gotta drink more water. It's no question.
Yeah, Arnie, to use your expression, Duluth's not just the city in Minnesota. You have to really drink water to make sure. And like I said, Momo, I found this boot. Does that suffice?
No. Would you drink beer out of that? What is it? Why? Why? For what? And for what?
I just couldn't find any other glasses. Arnie, should I go back to the beach?
I mean, maybe are there some shells? Would you like a piss-filled shell or something?
I haven't dated a piss-filled shell since college.
Piss-filled shell. I fell in love with you, piss-filled shell. It's a fun little song.
I don't know who pissed in those shells, but thank God they did, because that was a fun 2 years.
I suppose I could use magic to put the glass back together.
Oh, would you do that, Usador? Please, 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 please.
Yes, I shall do it. Arnie, point the rune to where the shards of glass are still laying on the ground, which I assume you haven't picked up.
Sure. Oh, yeah, they're definitely still on the ground. Honestly, I've broken so many things in this castle this week, and they are all still exactly where they fell. Like, if you're not wearing shoes, stay away from this castle.
Chut, stay away from that castle.
I'm going to go back to the beach. I'll see you guys.
That's what people love when you're house-sitting, is when you leave a mess.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay, So I will point the rune. Oh, wait, sorry. I'm getting a call from in the rune. Someone's calling.
Oh, yeah, baby. Hey, it's me.
Oh, hey.
Hey, I'm back on the rune.
Hey, John. How you doing, bud?
Good.
That beach was close. That took no time at all.
Well, I ran.
Why? All right. Well, I don't understand why you wouldn't just stay there and you could be friends and be in the same space. Sharing your space, staying as close as possible, breathing in each other's air.
Ugh.
What a fun time that would be.
Usador is so codependent.
Absinthe makes the heart grow fonder.
That is true.
Oh, no, it looks like she's reading your book.
That's your new book? What's it about?
It's a collection of poems that my quill wrote.
Read one.
Sadness abounds when love leaves your life. All you wanted was to make her your wife.
Read it faster.
But now she is gone, dead forever and evermore, and you shall hear, never settle the score, with the one who took your wife away and killed her and threw her so far away.
Holy crap. Does someone have an acoustic guitar? Because I think we have a hit on our hands. Wait, Momo's going to find a little things to make a little mouse-sized guitar. I'll be back.
See, I thought that was a ghost all week. Those sound like ghost sounds to me.
You think those sound like ghost sounds?
A little bit, right?
I think it sounds like Mario jumping.
Who's Mario?
Oh, my friend. He's a local plumber.
Yeah, he makes a lot of noise when he jumps around.
Yeah.
You never saw Mario back in Hogsface?
I guess not. Is that the guy with the green hat?
No. That's his brother, you idiot.
What's his brother's name?
It doesn't matter.
Lewd E.G. He's always so fucking... All these dirty jokes... Well, speaking of dirty jokes, let's take a quick break. I'm going to jerk off some fruit, and we'll be right back with more Magic Tabby.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
See? Yeah, that one. No, the one before that. The one before that. See, now you sound like a mouse, but before, a ghost.
Spooky. Oh, Momo found materials for a guitar. Ooh, okay, who wants to hear Wagon Wheel?
Yeah.
I do.
Okay. Wagon wheels exist in food. This type of thing exists in food. There's wagon wheels and there's wagon wheels. And boys sing this at parties. Boys sing this at parties.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Thank Momo,
you so
what
much.
Was the last party you've been to?
That's a little hurtful. Are you implying that Momo doesn't go to a lot of parties? Because you would be correct.
Oh, no. I assume you've been to a party recently. I just wanted to hear some fun party stories.
Well, that's very sweet. Momo, a lot of the times Momo will go to a party and I'll have a great time when I am there. And then later someone will go, hey, why weren't you at my party? And I'll go, oh, my God, I'm the smallest kind of animal, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I, usually end up in the corner, drinking sort of with the insects, and we're just sort of, standing around chatting about work, and then we head out. Because people can't really see us. And it's not safe for us to swim with everybody else swimming at a party. Drown pretty easy.
Yeah, it must be hard being so small and easy to miss. I mean, people have told me numerous times that, like, you're in a lot more episodes than I realize. Like, I think there are a lot of episodes that you're in that we just don't realize you're there.
Huh, yeah. You guys, I'm in, like, probably, I want to say, and I feel like I'm lowballing here, 95% of your episodes, Momo's also there.
Really?
I'm always there. I'm just, like, sitting and listening.
I think if you turn the volume way, way up, you'll probably hear you being like, hey, I'm here. Why is nobody acknowledging these great lines?
Exactly. I'm just like, you guys are like talking to Flower, and I'm just like also there, and I'm sitting and nodding and being like, I wonder when they're going to talk to me. And they never, and they don't.
And it's got to be especially difficult in those episodes because you're about Flower size.
Yeah, it's a little bit, but I mean, her presence is just larger than life for sure.
Yeah, big presence. Also, is pubes.
And I would say, you know, if we threw a party, I think we would see that the biggest presence would be from her.
Flower's a very generous giver when it comes to bringing presents to a party.
Oh, can we throw you, I'm not kidding around, I'm not playing around. Can we throw you a mouse party?
What?
We'll throw a mouse party.
Do you mean that?
Yeah.
With, like, a normal-sized pool? Because, like, a pool to you is a pool, but to Momo it's an ocean.
So when you say a normal-sized pool, you mean
which one?
Normal for you?
Normal for me. Well, I'm not calling it. It's normal for me, so it's normal.
I think we could probably arrange that. That doesn't seem so hard.
Yeah, we can figure that out.
And a little mouse cake? It's just cheese.
Well, wouldn't that just be cake for you?
I'm glad. I'm glad you clarified. I was worried that you wanted a cake made of mice.
No.
Yeah, and I'm confused because you said normal-sized pool, which is normal for you. But then you said a mouse cake instead of just saying cake, which is cheese.
You got there, didn't you? And would it be like little mouse games and little mouse party favors and balloons?
Yeah, it's whatever you want.
So I do have a question about the balloons. Are they little mouse balloons? Because that's the only one that you didn't preface with little mouse.
Yeah, they're mice that have been turned into balloons. That's actually how a lot of mice choose to donate their bodies to when they die. I don't know if you know that. Fill them up with the air, and for children's birthday parties, you sort of like walk around with like your dead mouse grandmother.
Oh, gosh.
But what a festive way to go.
Arnie, remember when the one time you talked about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? You were telling me about that?
Oh, yeah. It's my favorite parade.
Being in like a mouse village, it like looks like that, but it's those balloons, but it's like dead loved ones. It's not morbid or weird. It's normal, Chunt. Normal tunt.
If a mouse cake is cheese, and I want to serve cheese at a mouse party, what do I call it?
Cake. Well, you call it cheese, but it's a tiny piece of cake.
What do you call cheese?
Cake.
What do you call cheesecake?
Cake. Ow.
Cake.
Ow. Ow. My brain. Owie. Ow.
What do you call moose for mice?
Ooh.
Moist.
Moist?
Forget it. Oh. Ow, it hurts.
Moist.
Well, you want your moose to be moist.
You're hurting Momo's brain.
Can you describe for us, Momo, and I don't know if this is also going to hurt your brain, but can you describe to us a typical day in the 80 years you spend inside that wardrobe?
Oh, my God. That's really thoughtful for you to ask. I plan on writing a book about it.
Oh, okay.
Much like you, Tudor and Arnie, I think. You two should.
That reminds me, Momo, I've always been meaning to tell you, you should not write a book.
I totally get it. Do you think I would be crushed under the weight of it? I won't, because I'm strong. I got human strength.
Well, that's true.
You just don't want to read it?
As a human, you can lift a book, right?
You can lift a book, right, Arnie?
Oh, me? Never tried.
It shows.
Momo, I'm very excited about this mouse party, but I still want to hear you answer Chun's question. What was a normal day like?
Okay, so I'd wake up, I would juice some fruit.
Oh.
Nice.
Do my stretches, head, shoulders, knees, and toes, head, shoulders, knees, and toes, eyes, ears, mouth, nose, head, shoulders, knees, and toes. And then I would get the day started. I would sit on a huge throne. I would say it's human-sized throne. That
toilet?
Was covered in... It was a toilet, but it was beautiful.
Oh.
Very ornate. And I would sit on it, and sometimes I would fall in. But I would scurry back up. And the whole day...
I'm sorry, I have to ask. Would you sit on the back, the side, or the front? Because you're clearly not sitting in the middle.
This is a very personal question.
And do you fold or do you wrap around your hand?
My goddesses. I wrap it around my entire body. But yeah, I would sit on the throne, just wrapped in toilet paper, and all the villagers would come up like one at a time, and they'd be like, "Queen Momo, Queen Momo, I love your coat. Like, you look so good in winter colors. Also, we are starving. There's no food. It's winter. Will you help us?" And then I would, with my, like, I had this, like, thing. It was like a stick. What is it called?
A scepter?
A scepter. Thank you. With my scepter, I would go.
So wait, hold on. I'm so sorry to interrupt for a second, Momo. How long were you a queen? Like 80 years?
About 80 years.
And you didn't remember what the stick thing was called?
You know what? They told me day one, and then no one ever said it again. So I went 80 years in my head without hearing that word.
And you're probably like, oh, this is embarrassing. I forgot what this is called.
It's way too late to ask. I'm trying to seem like I have some authority. And so with my scepter, thank you, Isidore, I pointed. I would go, "To the dungeons." And I'd go, "No, I have a family." And I was drunk on power, and I would just say, "To the dungeons." And then I would sit in the toilet and just sort of splash about. And then
because it was like a mouse-sized pool.
Mm-hmm. And then I'd have some cake and then cheese and then some moist, and then I would call it a night.
Wow, I think I'm piecing it together. Was your boyfriend that Arnie drank, was that the toilet water? Please say yes, please say yes, please say yes.
No, I wouldn't date toilet water. I've been there. I would say a lot of my exes felt like dating toilet water, and that's the truth.
My quill has just finished another novel.
Oh, read it to us, Eustace, please.
The Queen's Stick by George R.R. Martin. I'm not going to read this.
He's probably not going to finish it. I doubt that Quill finished it.
Yeah, there's like half a book there.
Usador, stop writing erotica.
Now, I have a follow-up question, Momo, about this mouse party.
Mm-hmm.
Can there be any person-sized food? I would love to have some cake as well, but I'm afraid of mouse size. I would eat all the portions for you.
No, you know what? I'm a very generous person, and I want other people to have fun at my parties, unless I'm a queen in a different land. But Momo here, very nice, very normal, not scary.
So when you say you're a very generous person, do you mean a very generous
normal
mouse?
Normal to me, Chant.
Do mice call themselves people?
Ow. sometimes I call myself a person, just sort of like it as a joke.
Oh, gotcha. Momo, can I ask, how did you meet this formerly tall drink of water?
Well, as you know, Skullmaster, every night before he goes to bed, he's like trying to be better and trying to stay hydrated. And so he'll put a glass of water next to his bed, but then he won't drink it. And then the next day he goes like, "This water's been sitting out, you know." And then he'll get another glass of water the next day. And like any teenager's room, all the cups just like add up and add up and add up. And so I went in there, and I, like, hopped up on the bed, and I saw him just among all these glasses of water, and I was like, that is the one. That is a tall drink of water.
Wow. So every night, Squallmaster is like, "Good night, Wesley. I'll most likely drink you in the morning." But then he doesn't.
Never does. Never does.
Bunch of glasses of water left around the house undrank. Sounds like a good way to kill an alien.
Well, that's definitely a sign. That you can kill an alien, but
yeah,
and just swing away. Yeah.
Oh, swing away, yes. Alien is what you call someone if someone's from the sky, we call them an alien.
Like if they've fallen out of a tree.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Like a squirrel.
Yeah.
Well, did they fall out or did they get down from the tree? That's what you have to figure out.
If they run down the trunk, they're a squirrel. They fall from a branch, they're an alien.
Right.
Huh.
Because they fucked up being a squirrel.
Lots of baby birds are aliens.
Oh, I love birds.
Usador, you should write a story about birds with your magic.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Here I go. Let's see what I think of in a few minutes.
A starling is born. Do you see the title?
Oh, a starling is born. That's it. This is like the fourth version of this book I've written.
Very cool.
I bet this version is better than you would guess.
But still not that great.
To each his own.
Is it like a little too sad at the end?
It's a little too sad at the end, yes.
I totally get it. Arnie, how's my boyfriend?
I feel like I've got a bashful boyfriend bladder. Like, I feel like normally I would have no problem like pissing this boyfriend out like a stallion, but everybody is looking at me and I just can't make it happen.
Can I make a generalization about human men really quick?
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Why do human men want their pee to sound so loud?
Hmm.
Is that something that they want?
I can tell it's true because they all reacted like it was true.
Well, here's what I'll say. As a shapeshifter, having been many different animals, one time I was a warthog. And, you know, I went down to a local watering hole, and there's predators around. There's lions and pumas and jaguars, oh my. And what I want to do is I want to make my pee sound as loud as possible so I sound bigger and predators view me as a threat. So the louder my pee is, the more respect and dominance I receive.
As you know, my ex-boyfriend is toilet water, and he's mm-hmm. the one who told me about this.
Oh, because he's had a lot of people pee on him.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Arnie?
Well, you know, I want my pee to be loud so that it's sort of like what Chunt said, but it's more like to cover up the sound of me sighing. You know what I mean? You just don't want to hear people like a... I'd rather hear just like a lot of, like a strong urination sound.
Usador, do you have a quiet kind of pee? Or is it like a bunch of horses?
I don't say this often, but that should be a title of something.
My urine comes out in a rainbow.
Aww.
And every color of the rainbow goes in a different direction and returns to some other part of the universe where they help reignite the magics of the universe.
What, Usador, is this why you're always saying taste the rainbow?
That's right.
Shittles.
Look, as I have said in numerous episodes now, for some reason, if people are going to eat shit, that's their business. Go for it. It's not my thing.
I've said this to you once. I'll say this to you 1,000 times. You should write a one-panel comic.
About my family?
About anything. I don't know. I just don't think you have a full book in you.
It is true. You keep saying you should write a one-panel comic and then stop. That one panel and then nothing ever again.
Never again.
I just want to see where Billy's going.
What were we talking about before I was asking about Lab P?
What weren't we talking about?
Oh, my boyfriend. Oh, wait. There's going to be some tricks on, like, how to get yourself to pee. We could scare you. Oh, we could play hide and seek. You know when you, like, right when you start playing hide and seek, you have to pee right away? You could look up at the light.
Oh, we could put your hand in warm water?
Wait, that's sneezing. Warm water. That's pee.
We could put your underwear in the fridge. What else?
I don't want to bring this up because I don't want this. There's a small problem. I kind of have to poop. And so I'm just trying to figure out how to negotiate this problem.
Momo is going to stand outside and cool off for a second, because she's in a rage. Excuse me.
All right. Momo's outside. She's very angry, and we have to come up with a solution.
Oh, shit, she just punched down that tree.
Damn.
That's a hard thing for someone with human strength to do.
Now, I'm going to suggest, I don't know exactly how we do this, but some sort of bisected toilet for Arnie to sit on. One for fronts, one's for backs. One part goes into one section, one thing goes in the other section. Are you guys tracking with this?
This is exactly... I am. I'm sorry. I know we're being deathly silent.
Trying to solve this fucking problem.
I think I understand.
I understand what you're saying. So we should concoct some sort of toilet seat where there's a hole in the back, a hole in the front, and then in the middle, there's a little cup for your testicles, and then a little hole for you to feed your penis
through. Does that sound about right?
I mean, look, the testicle cup is a luxury. I'd love to have it, but we don't need that for the solution for this. We just need to be able to separate out the pee and the poop. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry to have to subject the podcast to this.
Not.
You know, usually I'm all class, but I'm trying to figure out how to do this. I don't want to get any poop in her boyfriend.
Oh, Arnie, didn't you, one time you got drunk and you kept screaming, "Can't poop without peeing"? Is that true?
That was my high school quote in my yearbook.
We also have to consider, is this a Reese's situation? Could we maybe have stumbled on the perfect combination?
Do you think it would be upsetting if I asked Momo if she'd want a little bit of poop in her boyfriend?
Yeah, that was a terrible idea. I take it all back.
Maybe she was upset about something unrelated.
I am back. I am sorry about that. I was upset about something unrelated, and I was also upset about the current situation. Momo has a statement she would like to read. I made paper out of the tree I punched down.
That's all right. You made paper out of the tree? Don't you know where paper comes from? Okay.
Read a book, Arnie. Lift one up.
Nobody tell her that's just bark.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't have the chemicals to make full paper right now.
It's pretty good last-minute paper that you just sort of handmade. You're welcome.
Absolutely.
Gentlemen of this room... And the two who aren't here, and one that is close by on a beach.
It could be anybody.
I have decided That due to the...
Listen up, Woody. You're included in this.
Due to the situation that we are currently in, I have decided to let my tall drink of water go. It has also occurred to me that Arnie could be sweating out my boyfriend as we speak, because he is a very sweaty person.
I am. That's true.
I would say too sweaty, but what do I know?
I mean, I'm a human, you're a mouse. You don't really know, but I get it.
Momo would like to request saying goodbye. If you could put Momo in your armpit for just 1 minute, she would like to pay her respects. Can you play the bagpipes, Usador?
Yes, of course.
Okay. All right, shove me into your armpit.
All right. I'm not sure how long this should go on. I also just want to be very careful about the amount of pressure. Momo, I don't want to interrupt. I know you're having a moment, but are you all right in there?
Can you mind your business for 0.2 seconds?
Sorry.
Remember the first time when we talked? Remember? And then I got his jaw and I took a little sip.
This tickles so much.
And you said we wanted to go to
the
I wish that we could have had a family of little mouse boys.
Little mouse boy?
You will live on forever inside a man who's been wearing the same pink polo for many, many years. Thank you for your love. And this honey closet.
She just keeps licking my skin while she...
Thank goddesses.
Thank you for your love in a closed closet?
And thank you to the goddesses. And time for one last kiss.
I think she's done, right?
And one last kiss. I'm ready to get out now.
Okay, Momo.
You straightened my hair with the amount of pressure you put on your armpit.
Looks good, and I squeezed your head so hard that, like, new mouse ears popped out.
Kinda cool.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
But you smell bad now. You smell so bad now.
Yeah, can you throw me in any liquid that isn't? The toilet water smelled better than this.
Momo, we are very sorry for your loss, and... It's not okay. It's okay to not be okay right now. And I want you to know that from now on, anytime you want to speak up during an episode, we will pay attention.
It feels like the only time Momo talks in an episode is when Momo has drama. Momo has a lot. Like, I have a very peaceful life, same kind of days, like, pretty boring existence. And then you only talk to me when I have, like, big updates. Very strange.
That's right. We didn't talk to you for like the whole 80 years that you were ruling other magical land with an iron fist.
Yeah, well, time was different there. I did some terrible things. Mm-hmm. Oh, Chunt.
Yeah?
I'm sorry I said you shouldn't write a book. I'm sure a lot of people would read it.
Oh, thank you. I don't have the energy or creativity to write a book, but a panel sounds good.
Chunt, what would be your panel?
It'd probably be a cow in the middle of a road stopping a cart, and then there's another cow sneaking around back to, like, take the stuff off the back of the cart. Like, on the far side of the cart, there's another cow. Or maybe, like, a hen. Probably cows and hens, mostly. What else?
That's the great part. You don't have to have
anything. Is there a wagon wheel on the cart?
Oh, yeah, there's four wagon wheels.
Huh. I still have my guitar. Any requests?
Wagon wheel. Four times.
Okay, what? And it went something like, and I'll remember how it went. And it would have been something like.
My quill just finished another book.
What is it?
To Kill a Mockingbird. This is the despicable book. To kill a bird is a terrible sin. I love birds. I shan't read it.
Oh, that's a terrible book. Yeah, do away with it. Momo, how about you write an original song right now about your piss boyfriend?
Okay. And it seemed to me you live your life like some piss inside of Arnie, going through his body, cause he was turning you into piss. He smashed you on the ground and he was gonna pee you out, but he had to poop, and that's the story of Arnie drinking him.
Arnie, this is a traditional Foonish song that's sang for just too many different dead people.
It's for any John.
Arnie, I'm not trying to throw you under the wagon wheel with this one. Like, you made a mistake. You're still my friend. At the end of the day, I love you very much, and I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you, Momo. I appreciate that, and I hate to ruin this moment, but I really do have to poop. So I'm gonna.
You should use my throne toilet.
That's in another world. I don't know how many magical worlds.
It's like Inception.
What's that?
That's a really good question. Chung?
Inception is... See, do you know what conception is?
Yes, I know what conception is.
Yep, so it's individual conception.
Ah.
So it just combines the words. Kind of like, you know, Momo said that she was queen, and I have to assume that instead of calling you Queen Momo, that some people just called you Cuomo.
Yep.
A hated ruler called Cuomo.
Why am I staying for this? I have to poop.
Do you, Arnie? Boo.
Ah!
Sorry, I was just reading Usador's book. Boo. Radley walked into the room. He was white as a sheet. This is terrible. There's no birds in this.
Oh, well, then maybe it's all right.
Wait, it says Atticus Finch.
Atticus? Subtract a hug. What else?
Man, I have to poop so bad. Why am I still here listening to all this?
Arnie, just poop. Just go poop.
Okay, here, I'll help you. I'm going to tickle you.
No.
Wait, oh, I'm not.
Wait, when did you come back?
How did I get back here?
You just walked in the door and I didn't notice.
This is so weird. I'll go back to the beach. I'm sorry.
Why did he leave so fast? He didn't have to leave.
Yeah, maybe he just wants some space.
He's up to something.
Am I the only one still trapped here?
It seems like you're making the best of it, though, Isidore. It seems kind of relaxing. I like your fluffy robe.
Thank you. Yes, oh yes, I'm very relaxed. Not getting dressed for work now.
That can sometimes be a bad thing. Maybe you should put on your wizard robe so it really feels like you're, like
I'm doing normal things during this time.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I got a call. I don't know. Hello?
Oh, yeah, baby. Back on the beach?
Yeah. Hey, Chunt.
Hey. Oh, fuck. I'm sorry. I was talking to you and walking towards the castle again. Let me just turn back around. I don't know what is wrong with me. I just missed you so much. I didn't even give you a hug or anything. It's been so long. Arnie, I'm sorry.
I love you, buddy, and I would talk about this more, but I've said repeatedly, I do have to poop, so...
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'll talk to you guys later. Momo, I'll probably be gone for a while, so if I don't see you again, it's so good to see you.
That's okay, I'll be heading out. Momo's going to find new adventures.
Okay, cool. Care of try not to turn evil again.
It's okay, I'm going to eat, pray, love, and really ruminate on all the damage I did for 80 years.
Momo, you should write a book.
That sounds exhausting. That sounds like, oh my god, it's writing and rewriting, and who would write the foreword? You know, I don't know.
Well, why don't you write a pamphlet?
That sounds really exhausting. Writing and rewriting.
If you need a foreword, I can write four words.
All right, prove it.
The dog died. Damn it!
Well, yeah, that's four words. The dog died, damn it.
Oh, and also, wait, someone's calling in.
Hello?
Hey, guys.
Are you calling us from the shooter?
Yeah, I am. I feel like I'm missing something.
You know, Arnie, how one time you said the saddest story in the world was baby shoes for sale never used?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have a sadder story. The dog died, damn it.
It's the foreword to Momo's book.
Oh.
That's all you missed. What are we missing?
I just saw your boyfriend.
Ooh, ow, my ears. You're peeing so loud. Ow! Oh, jeez.
I shouldn't do that. It's really insensitive.
One more round of wagon wheel?
Yeah, okay, fine. Is that your request? Does everyone want to hear wagon wheel? It went a little something like this.
I dropped my rune in the toilet.
You know, I was mentally prepared to hear about the whole shattering thing, but I don't think I could ever be prepared to listen to that much peeing. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adil Rafai. Momo the Mouse with Human Strength was played by special guest Erin Keefe. Check out the podcast she does with Adil, Hey Riddle Riddle. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer Kimmy Lucas. This episode was edited by Tim Joyce. Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard LeBan. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Okay, I've cleared out the control room while the transmission was playing, except for these boxes under the console. Let's take a look what's in here. Oh my god, are these all baby shoes? It doesn't look like any of them have ever been worn. Oh geez, no wonder the price on these are insane. $1,700? What baby has that kind of money? Okay, Trisha, I think you found your inspiration for your first piece of new Chicago theatre. Something about baby shoes. Yes, that will get the critics on their feet. Oh, you still got it, Trisha. It's too bad no one was around to hear that.
Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think, some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the New Kids and Family Podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Yeah. Wondry and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondry app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondry Plus in the Wondry app or Wondry Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Once Upon a Beat.